Are you a passionate adult content creator striving for greater success? My name is Stella Sky, CEO of Minx Digital, and we are here to empower creators like you. Minx Digital offers a comprehensive 8-hour adult content creator course meticulously designed to enhance your skills and increase your monthly revenue. As a special offer for our listeners, use code PODCAST to save 60% off. We also offer a range of creator services to elevate your online presence. From custom domain setup to link site build-out to efficient email collection and marketing strategies, we're here to help you shine in the digital landscape. Our expertise also extends to building full member websites, managing affiliate programs, and helping you secure brand deals to maximize your money-making opportunities. Go to minxdigital.com for more information, or you can email me directly, stella@minxdigital.com, to set up a consultation. Hello, and welcome to the Money in XXX, the podcast for adult content creators by adult content creators, brought to you by Minx Digital. You can check us out for all of your adult creator needs, digital marketing, and we also have courses for new and existing spicy creators to help you maximize your income. You can check us out at minxdigital.com, minxxxdigital.com, or check out our socials, MINX social, everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm your host, Stella Sky, and today I am joined with Mars Black. Hi, Mars.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. First of all, I appreciate the invite and you allowing me to be a guest on your amazing and awesome show, and how you got everything memorized as you do your introduction. Ain't no way I could memorize everything from start to finish. So that's kudos to you.
Thank you. I probably said it, I don't know, 60 times now, but just for a podcast. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you're a fellow content creator. Introduce yourself. Tell a little bit about how you got into the industry. What kind of creator are you? How'd you get started?
All right. Well, my name is Mars Black. The penis made his first appearance on the online back in 2005 via a site that's still around for the ladies. It's called SouthernCharms.com.
Yes.
And you mentioned they used to have a gentleman's site back in the day, and I got my start on there. Picture-based, video-based site, and came on there in 05. I spent about a year on the site before I got deployed, because I'm retired military and I got deployed to Iraq, so I had to come off the site. Came back on the site again in 2010 and got in the swing of things. I actually met one of my ex-wives. I'm on my fourth marriage. So,
oh my.
Yeah. My third wife was on Southern Charm. So we met on the site. And that's, you know, like I tell everybody, usually when you get a hot female that everybody wants to shoot well for, they see the female and you're part of, you know, her videos or pictures, you sort of get out there as being a husband or her photographer or videographer. And so that's how things sort of took off for me on the second time around. So got into it again, 2010 timeframe, spent a little bit in it with her, doing mutual stuff and making some connections.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
what was the landscape like then for selling like pictures and videos? Because I did streaming back in 2011, and that was kind of new. I'm curious, what was the other end as far as selling content?
Well, let me just say this. So Southern Charms is a 50-50 cut. You know, they do a 50-50, but they build a site. All you got to worry about is uploading your pictures and videos and answering your emails. But just say this. She was bringing home $1,500 a month. So she's making $3,000 a month just from pictures alone from that site back in the day. So I don't know necessarily what's going on now, but back in the day around 2010 till we divorced 2014, I mean, it was easily $1,000 a month just off pictures.
And that's before social media. That's before TikTok, Instagram. That was all native traffic within the site. So that actually is really impressive when you think about that, right?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So once we divorced, I sort of, you know, and again, I was still in the military. I had to keep everything on the low, low. And I would say 2000, early 2000, my current wife has known my dreams and everything of, you know, being the whole porn and things of that nature. She was like, you know, I'm tired of hearing you talk about it, you know, and she's my motivation. So she's like, look, if you ain't going to be bringing no money in here and you're running up and down the streets to see this woman and that woman, you know, you're going to stop. She was messing with me, but she's like, we're going to put an end to this. So that was my motivation to get out here and build my brand and, you know, start networking again and coming back out. And it's been good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about branding because you're really strong in your branding. You have your logo that you use everywhere, and that's really valuable, especially as a male creator. I think having an established brand really sets yourself apart. How did your whole brand, like the Right on Mars, where did that come from?
So first and foremost, before all the sex and everything, I'm a major sneakerhead. You know, I got the tattoos. Sneakers is over everything in my life. I mean, you've probably seen the wall in my garage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah, it's
big. You were going to the sneakers place in Vegas where you can customize them.
Yes, yes. I got to hit that. So being in the sneaker network, you know, you got a lot of people that you coincide. And I'm in a few Facebook groups with a lot of retired and active duty military guys. And I was, one of them does embroidery and logos and things like that. And we were talking one day and I told him, I said, you know, this is what I do. And we just, you know, shooting sidebar. And, you know, he was like, well, I can make you a logo if I got creative direction on what you allow me to do. And I was like, go for it. And he actually did it, came back with it. And I'm like, enough said. So
yeah,
it was a friend of mine that came up with the design.
I like it a lot. And you also, you utilize that, like you give away like little swag bags to the women that you collaborate with, which I think is really sweet.
That's all courtesy of the wifey. She puts those bags together and she's amazing. But yeah, the bags come with, if you collab with me, you get a tank top, get a pair of thongs, all with the logo and QR code on it. You get, some stickers, which females have seen have multi-use stickers with the, what you call them? Pasties?
The pasties. Yeah.
Pasties. You get a couple of buttons. You get, the door hanger, you know, cause you know, you go to these hotels. I got my own custom door hanger, that says quiet. She's about to take a ride on Mars. And then I got a pair of socks because, let me just speak on this. One of my pet peeves in the industry is you're doing pictures or a video and, you know, you get cleaned up, take a shower beforehand and, you know, whoever, guys or girls will come out and you might be in an Airbnb or hotel. And, you know, I like to keep some on my feet. 24/7.
Yes.
Slippers, slides, whatever you want to call them. And some people will be walking around, you know, 30, 45 minutes before the action takes place. And then when you know, their feet go up and out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Totally. You're right. Yeah.
So I got the socks in there just in case they don't bring any slippers and slides. I'm like, hey, you know, got some socks for you. So
that's so smart. I love that. Cause yeah, you're totally right. And the same problem goes for like, if you want to do a shoot and you want to have white socks in your shoot, like they have to be unworn. They wait until you're ready to take the pictures. Cause otherwise they're going to look so nasty in those pictures.
You feel me.
Absolutely. And that, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of male creators, even women creators, can learn from that, right? Like to really set yourself apart and have something special, something thoughtful. I think that is a great way to, one, make friends. And then two, you're getting your branding out there.
Exactly.
You know, maybe they're wearing your shirt in pictures on their Instagram and tagging you. So that is really valuable. I like to give out stickers at Exotica. That's a big fun thing that people like stickers.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. I had a few creators have reached out. Petite Professor, she's out in Florida. She's taking a picture like she was my tank top as loungewear, you know. And Angel Grave, she was flying on an airplane one day and she's like, hey, Mars, look what I'm wearing. And it's free advertising. So I appreciate the girls.
Absolutely.
That do that.
Yeah. Worthwhile investment. You're reinvesting back into your business. And
exactly.
Talking about Exotica and the branding, you get your own booth for Exotica and bring your branding to that. So what's the business advantage to getting a booth? What would you recommend for other people thinking about getting a booth?
So for me, you know, I've been doing it about 3 years now for the Exotica. I love the Exoticas out of all the conventions myself. I know you like the XBiz, but I like the Exotica.
I like Exotica. Yeah, but XBiz is fun.
I know. So, it's went up. I mean, originally when I started getting the booth, it was like $3.99, and now the cost of a 10x10 booth is $7.99. So it's, you know, inflation. I understand. I get it. But for me, honestly, I think with these last year, I mean, you know, I do Chicago and the New Jersey, which I consider the biggest ones.
Yeah.
I think those helped out majorly with getting out and meeting my fans and people coming through to get the AVN nomination there. Cause if people didn't see me, they wouldn't know who I was or whatnot. So I think that helped tremendously. And I'm also Richard Mann stopped by. I met him. He came by my booth in New Jersey in 2022. And he gave me kudos and was like, brother, you're doing your thing. You like one of the only few guys that will invest and get a booth out here. And you know, that sets you apart. And, you know, because people, they talk about it, but they don't want to spend. You got to spend money on this stuff.
I can only really think of one other guy that I know that gets his own booth. And I really can't think of maybe two, if I really think about it.
It was me and a new guy, Jake Swain, out of Tennessee, that was at the one in New Jersey. That was the only two guys that had booths. Wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it sets yourself apart. But also, as you mentioned, helps you get in the running for nominations, gets your name out there. Right. Absolutely. Some recognition. So that was a major factor, you would say, in getting nominated, was getting out there and getting a booth.
I believe so. Cause you know, usually what I do, I stand out there, meet the fans, I give out cards, my business cards with my platforms on the back. But a lot of people were coming up to me and was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to give them a card, and like, I already know who you are. I'm following you. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and then some, you know, it was funny. I tell this story. It was a lady. She was, cause you know, they have our names on the back of the booths. Right. And whatnot. And she's walking by, and you can see them, you know, reading the lips. And then she's like, Mars Black. And I'm looking, I'm like, hey. And she looked at me. I was like, come on. She was like, I don't know who you are. And I was like, here's my card. I'm about to tell you who I am. You know, it's like, come on, you know. So it's like I said, it's beneficial.
I like it. Yeah. I think what would you say? What's your like booth kit list or like survival list for having a booth? Because I definitely learned having one. Like cough drops, you don't think about it, but there's little things. So for anyone
who drops.
Yes, because you're talking so much and your throat gets dry and like you can feel your vocal cords straining. So I like to bring cough drops because it just helps soothe your throat. So you're shouting in that big convention center for 5 hours. It's nice. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to add it to my repertoire in Chicago. Yeah.
What about you? Any things that you've picked up along the way to make having a booth easier?
For me, I know the convention is Friday through Sunday. So I get in on Thursday. I actually get in on Thursday. You can set your booth up the day before. And I usually set mine up as soon as they open up at noon and have it done. So that way when I do come back on Friday, it's already done. But, you know, got to have a key water. You know, stay hydrated because you're going to be on your feet a lot for, you know, I'm using 7 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
Chewing gum, fresh breath, talking to people, like you said, and things of that nature. I like to give out, and a few of the girls that come with me, actually, we got some sex toys that they give away for, like, having people come by and say, hey, I signed up for a membership to your OnlyFans.
Oh,
and
nice.
And give them giveaways, stuff like that. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Have something to give away and promote that sale while they're there, while you're in front of them. They're thinking of you. That's excellent. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good marketing tactic. So you also, speaking of sex toys, you have your very own sex toy. What is that like? How did you get that to happen? I think that is probably an aspiration for a lot of male creators.
Actually, and thank you for reminding me because it slipped my mind. I came across it through my homegirl, Charisma DeLuke. She had on Twitter, she had her we can say pussy and all this stuff on here, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right. She had a pussy done by this particular company. And I reached out to one and I was like, hey, who is this? And whatever. So she gave me the information. And basically what it is, it's just a store and they market their own products, you know, clothing and stuff like that. But then you got to send pictures in of your manhood or womanhood, and then they go ahead and take it from there and come out with it. And you can, you know, get a percentage of the sales from that.
Yeah. Excellent. And yeah. So if you're out there and you want to have a clone made, you can have a clone a Willy, or I think that's actually like a brand, but you can clone your wiener.
Yes.
Or you can clone your pussy. And that's an excellent way also to have that additional income revenue coming in that is not based on you constantly creating content. That's an offshoot of your content. And how do you diversify your income otherwise? Are you on multiple platforms? I think you do ManyVids and OnlyFans. Are there any other platforms that you use?
Yeah, my paid platforms are ManyVids, OnlyFans, and Just for Fans. I did start a Fansly, but I sort of let that go by the wayside. But my three current are Just for Fans is mainly solo content. My solo content and OnlyFans is collabs with ladies or whatnot. I do put a little solo content on there, and then ManyVids, of course, just videos and things of that nature. So those are my three paid platforms that I'm getting revenue in from.
Do you find different platforms kind of have a different niche? Kind of like you're saying, like the people who are on the Just for Fans tend to want more solo content. Are you catering your platforms kind of to those different niches?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I sort of branded, you know, because to be honest, you know, everybody always asks, like, you know, in this business, most of my fan base is gay and bisexual guys, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all females aren't paying to see guys. No.
Not often.
It's a thing. So I got to thinking about it, and I was like, I'm on Just for Fans, so let me go ahead, because I had a lot of requests from the gay and bisexual guys. I'm like, well, let me just go ahead and put solo stuff on Just for Fans and cater to them, and then keep my OnlyFans with everything else.
Very smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that is something really important to talk about for guys who are out there who, you know, I kind of want this episode to be like, if the girls out there get fans in their inbox saying they want to create content, they can just send them this episode. So this topic in particular, I think is very important that, hello, guys, you need to know who your audience is going to be. And if you want to make money and be legitimate, you're going to have to be comfortable catering to that audience. So
exactly.
What was that like for you? Did you know that getting into this, or was that something you discovered along the way in your content creation?
Discovery. Definitely discovery. Because, you know, jumping out back in 05, I'm thinking, you know, I'm seeing this site, this gentleman's site, and I'm like, oh man, I always wanted to be in the porn. I get on here and I can be working with all these women and this and that and whatever, which, yeah, you do network, but as far as people buying your stuff and looking at you specifically, it's going to be those males. And it's just, you know, your DMs and emails are blowing up from guys, and, you know, a lot of them respectful, and it's been a few, but most of them are like, hey, I know you're straight, this and that, I like your content or whatever. And I'm cool. I'm cordial with talking to whoever. And as long as they know, you know, what I'm doing, you know, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. I think that's true for a lot of that consumer base, is that they're aware that you're straight. You don't have to pretend to be gay to make money to do that. My boyfriend has done that, and he has, you know, customers that are very aware that he's straight, but they just love that dick. So
that's it.
Would you say, do you still kind of tailor your content in a specific way when you're thinking about making it for that audience, like the solo content? I don't even know what it might be. I have a friend that he'll integrate it into his like workout stuff. So he'll like do a workout in really tight clothes, right? It's very different than the content he would create with a woman.
Right. So mine, I just did one. Today is Saturday. I think I did one Thursday night, actually. And it went up on OnlyFans, because it's a new female that I'm talking to. We, you know, flirting and talking about collaboration. We've been knowing each other for a minute. She took a hiatus, but she's back. So, you know, we starting to build a rapport back up. And so I'm sitting here, you know, she's flirting with me, sending me stuff and videos. And let me tell you the coincidence. We're both Virgos. Both of our birthdays is in September. And I don't know how it happened. But as we were flirting, she was in, you know, some lingerie. I'm up in my man cave. And we had talked about, you know, hey, if you do something, you know, I love to see some pictures and videos. So that's how I incorporated, you know, as I'm thinking about her or talking about her or looking at her videos, I'm recording me doing my solo action.
Genius.
Yeah. And so after I did it and posted it and tagged her, I look at her. She did the same thing, you know, in regards to playing with herself, and tagged me at the same. And we had no clue. And
Mars, you know, I think you just unlocked a new level of collaboration.
Yes.
Between creators. It doesn't need to be in person. You can sext over the phone and record it. That's genius. That's amazing.
1995. Send me 1995 Cash App. Anybody takes this for 1995 Cash App.
Tip this man.
Yes. Yes. But
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is super genius.
Exactly. Wow. So basically what I did, I was just looking at one of her, it was a shower scene, and I was just, you know, I had my two phones set up. I'm looking at a video and I'm doing my thing and talking as I'm, and like, it was like a 6-minute video.
Yeah.
Then, right. right to OnlyFans and, you know.
Like, I don't think you can get a more authentic sexting, like, set of pictures than you actually doing sexting. Like, that's never gonna beat that. That's yes. actual real. It's yes. for real. That's yes. great. I love it. So yeah. I want to talk a little bit about maybe what your advice might be to guys that thought maybe like you, like, hey, maybe I want to get into porn. That sounds cool. I think I'm gonna get with a lot of ladies. Okay. Obviously we've displayed or dispelled that myth.
Right.
But what kind of questions would you say that they should ask themselves before they even try to start? Like, if you have this thought that you want to do porn, you need to ask yourself these questions.
Are you willing to invest in yourself? Because it costs money. And these guys, and this is another aspect where I'm probably going, you know, we'll talk about later when I leave this industry, some male consulting on getting into this industry and how to go about it.
I love but that.
Just because you got a 12-inch dick don't mean necessarily you guys get right. this green earth and everybody's going to be wanting to work with you. And the approach itself, you know, because I have a lot of the chicks get tired of opening up DMs and seeing a dick picture. So I right. have a lot of the girls answer their emails or run a few of the sites and I open it up and that's it. No hi, no hey, no, not just a dick picture or either, hey, you want to shoot yeah. or something like that. You can't, they get millions of dick pictures daily. Right. You know, you got to come up with something, be a gentleman.
You recommend, ask yourself, are you willing to invest in yourself? Right. Because it costs money. And you can't just pop in with a dick pic in the DMs because, yes, we got a million. And I will tell you exactly what you're saying is correct, where if I just get a random dick pic, I mean, first of all, I'm probably not even opening it. But if I was talking to a creator, it's still not good to do. I'm not saying do this. But if they're established and they send me a dick picture, I will look at it differently. Do not do that.
Right.
But
right.
even just being established gets you further. It's not a good thing. But anyway, please continue on good practices.
Yeah. And then how are you going to establish and separate yourself from everybody else? You know, mm-hmm. back to what you said earlier, the branding. Are you going to have a logo? What is going to be your niche right. in this whole thing? Just your name, or is it going to be something that people are going to recognize in your video or something?
You yeah.
be thinking about all that beforehand.
And don't be just another like POV, whatever, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, come in, think about your brand and think about what you're willing to do as far as getting out there. Are you willing to go to conventions? You know, check out what kind yeah. of platforms you want to be on to get your content out there. Cause I see another thing, a lot of people in their link tree or whatever they have got OnlyFans, click on OnlyFans, it's blank. Nothing's there.
Yeah.
So they just
right.
got it. Just yeah. got it. So.
Right. Brand new or same thing. The socials. I think a lot of creators put a lot of value into when you go and check somebody's Twitter and it's like, how many mutuals do you have? Right. Mm. That matters. So all the more to go to these conventions, meet people in person, to network. Yeah, absolutely. And then, so, okay, they've asked themselves these questions. If they're okay catering to a gay audience, if they're okay with investing in themselves, are they going to take branding seriously? What's the first step?
Well, you just mentioned something. It stuck to me. Like, how did we meet? We met at a convention.
We met exactly. through
a mutual friend, you know,
right.
and then we ended up yeah. seeing each other. Yeah. But you know, we haven't, like everybody, we haven't worked together, but the network, you got me on your podcast. I'm able to share my story and
I would recommend you. I would recommend you to women I know to collaborate with. I would recommend, like, I would send people your way. Like if you do a consultation for people for guys who want to get started. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'd love to send them your way. Right.
Yeah.
We get those requests all the time and maybe, you know, 1 out of 10 will actually bite and yeah. consider it. And hopefully it should be 1 out of 10 anyway. It's not for everybody.
True. But again, that goes back to the whole, you know, getting out there. You don't necessarily yes. have to do a collab. You just talk to people and you right. never know who's going to be listening and what kind of stuff they got for you. Hey, you want to get on my podcast down the road or something like that? And you get out there. But yeah, jumping out, just if you're trying to, shoot, you know, look at, and here's my thing too. It's a lot of females out here, and I built my platform on the average housewives, the average chicks, not the chicks with the million followers that everybody knows or whatever. And hell, I don't know the ones with million followers, but I like the hot wives, the girls next door, the ones that haven't really got out there.
Right.
You know, couple of thousand followers or whatever starting out or been in the industry for a minute, but they just doing it, you know, low key level. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like working with. And I usually hit those particular females up instead of going after the ones that's got, you know, a million followers and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of nice because you're not just out there clout chasing, which does happen.
Exactly.
Where there's, you know, people that go out and try to just work with as many big names as possible, one after the other. Without necessarily considering what their brand is or what they're bringing to the industry.
Correct.
And I think what you found is that niche that suits you very well. The hot wife, like I think of you, I think of hot wife category very much so, like together and MILFs for sure.
Yeah. So that's my preference. That's what I base my stuff. It's all interracial content. So that's how I build my stuff.
Another niche as well. Right.
Yep.
So I think that's important too. Think about what you're going to do. Like I said, you can't just be another POV guy. Let's get a theme going. Even if it's just like Mr. Lucky POV, even though I just said, don't just be a POV, but he's not because he does his whole background and he really decorates his set. He's got a very specific look. His branding stands out. When you look, you know, that's what it is. Just like with your content, you look, you know, it's Mars. You see the rocket ship. I already know. Right. So, you know, both sexes of creators need to focus on that brand recognition because it's going to get you more fans in the long run. And it's also going to get you eligible to be recognized when nominations come up, if that's something you're looking for.
Let me touch on something you just said about that background from Lucky POV. When you're shooting this content, You got to again spend money. You can't be taking some of these chicks to the Red Roof Inn and Motel 6. That is not going to do well. We can see a mile away on what you're doing. So you're going to invest in Airbnbs. Yeah, invest in a nice Airbnb for the weekend. You got different rooms, different layouts, things of that nature to get stuff. And
get
a lot
some
of people
lighting.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Get it together.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because anybody can come out here and hold a camera, hold a cell phone in their hand and shoot all day.
Right.
When you got, you know, the phone trackers and other things, the lights, that's when you know you legitimately doing some stuff and you're trying to build a good quality product.
So when it comes to building quality product, what do you use as far as, and it doesn't have to be specific, but like lighting in general, cameras in general, and how are you editing things? What's your process like?
So for me, I used to be, when I was with my ex-wife, I got behind the lens photography wise, you know, Nikons, Canons, all of that type stuff. But you know, nowadays the way they're building these phones with the picture video quality, I use my phone. I got a Galaxy S23, the big one. And I usually try to shoot my videos in portrait mode, which is sort of blurs everything out in the background and just focuses on the two people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a one-stop shop for me because I don't, you know, I don't like taking the SD cards out and putting them in the laptop and then editing all that. So with the apps on the phone, you can do everything. Download these apps. I got two main apps that I use, Kind Master and Video Editor. And I can shoot a scene, 20-minute video, and have it done in the next hour and a half after I'm done. You know, my credits, everything done.
You have to remember that, like, the quality matters only so much. Like, some people are really concerned with shooting in 4K. And yes, there is a genre of very high def. But for the most part, like, think of it like, you know, people come to your page, they're thirsty. Water will do. It doesn't need to be Evian triple filtered on ice with a straw. They're like, water, I'm good, right?
Yeah.
So just remember, figuratively, literally, they are thirsty when they're there. So don't fret over, like, it's not with a special mirrorless Canon camera and I'm shooting that. That's okay. Most of us are shooting with our phones because the phones have great quality at this point.
It's and the editor programs allow you to shoot. I mean, put it in 4K if you want to. Some of those, you can move it.
So you just mentioned something also real quick there about you have credits. So that's interesting. Tell me a little bit about what your editing process. You're putting in credits. Are you also adding?
I had a guy. His name is Mark Cannon out of Florida. He's a major videographer himself. He's on IG. But anyway, former Marine, he's not retired, but you know, we got a brotherhood and I met him, via IG and he actually, my interest in any of my videos has my opening. It brings my logo and everything up and, he put that together. It's like a 10-second opening and it opens up all my videos. And then from there, I just go in and like do a screen, you know, who I'm shooting with, give everybody, you know, credit. Cause that's another thing I like to do.
Nice.
If you're working with somebody, you want to make sure they're getting recognized as well. And not just, oh, who is this? It's been many times where I've been in a picture or video and posted somewhere and somebody will say, hey, is that you? And I'm looking and it's like, my name is not there. And you know, and like, who is that guy? So I like to just, you know, put that.
Yeah.
Who's in there with me.
I like that. That's a good tip as well for people just starting out, right? Like that brand recognition. Well, even if you're not just starting out, maybe you're putting out photos and you don't have like a little opener, right? It doesn't have to be long, 5 seconds. Think about when you're watching YouTube videos or when you're watching Pornhub, it has that little intro. And it just starts to build that connection in your mind. There's a purpose to those opening scenes. So don't make it too long, but I think that is a very good point. And it also makes it so that you can present other people's names so that they can find the other performers. If they like their performance, if they're into that person, they can find them.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about mutual. Like, and that's the purpose, you know, in this for me, it's all, I've never paid. It's all been trade. Everything I've done has been trade. And so when you're doing the trade, it's basically both of y'all are going to have that content. She's putting it on her platforms. I'm putting it on mine and we hope to make money from it. So, you know, you want to, you know, let people know who it is you're working with so you can get some exposure, you know?
So explain that trade or paid, the difference. And have you done paid? Do you ever do that with other people? Just for the guys out there, perhaps, knowing the difference between getting paid for a shoot and what that allows you to do, and then a trade and what that entails.
So I've only done, is it two? I can't remember. One that comes to mind, and that is, I got to throw a name on it because I feel if I die, I can die happy. That was the GOAT, Sarah J. I shot with Sarah J.
Nice.
And yeah, that was in, again, another benefit it's coming back to me. Everybody always asks, how did you shoot with Sarah J? And I'm like, well, she reached out to me, and they like reached out to you. And I'm like, yeah. So her guy, publicist or whatever, they saw that I was going to be coming to the Exotica as a male talent. So they saw that. And was like, hey, you coming? I'm like, yeah. And at first I thought I was being catfished when they was like, Sarah J. I'm like, I'm a nobody. Sarah J. don't want to work with me. And we got to talking and one thing led to another. And, you know, it was a shoot set up and it was a paid shoot. And so, yeah. But with the paid shoots, you know, you get a certain amount of money and she keeps the content and puts it on whatever. But, you know, because it's not a benefit to pay me and then give me the content too. It doesn't work like that. So, and
right.
With the trade, you know, I shoot with a female collaborator and we talk beforehand. Hey, how are we going to get it to each other? Dropbox or Google Drive or whatever. And we just you know, give it that way. And then, you know, she posts it and I post it whenever. That's how it works. But we all try to make money on our platforms via that way.
Yeah, that way both people are able to do it. So that's why it's important, once again, to have that branding and marketing in place. Because if you do a content trade with somebody and you don't have that in place, you're not going to sell as many as the other person is if they have good marketing, a good sales funnel. That's why that's so important. So if you actually do want to make it, because it's one thing to get to the point where people are willing to collaborate with you. But if you're not able to turn around and sell that content, you're not going to be a content creator for very long.
Correct. Something else I want to throw up to this. It's all coming to me as we talk to you. for the guys, a lot of guys will reach out again back to setting up a shoot with a female and be like, hey, I want to shoot. And female might say, yeah. And then it's like, okay, you expect them to buy a plane ticket? So me, this is how I work it. If I'm hitting you up, I don't, you know, say, hey, I would like to collab with you. And you say, yeah, then it's on me to, you know, foot the bill, you know, i.e. travel expenses or accommodations, whatever, because it don't make sense for me to ask you and then turn around. All right, well, get a plane ticket and come fly to me.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me to come shoot. I asked you. So they need to think about that. Like, if you reach out to somebody, be ready to foot the bill or pay something or help towards something. And it's just standing up. You're not going to come. You're not going to come shoot me. No, they're not going to come because you asked them. They didn't ask you. So.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So what? Now I have to pay $500 to fly out to you and then another $150 to $200 for a test. There's quite a few expenses involved in just the creation of, even if you're just shooting one scene, and you navigate that really well. You're a great batch creator. So you make a bunch of content around an expo or at some point where you have a lot of creators where you can make the most of a week where everybody's in one state at the same time. Right. And then you're using that content over the course of the next 6 months. So batch creating, I think, is a really important skill. What's your best tips on how your process goes?
Well, speaking of that, if you, anybody, when they see it, just remember St. Patrick's Day 2024 on my IG today. I'm posting, and it's old and new, but pictures, once you do pictures or videos that you got for a theme, you can continue to use them because you're going to always get new fans, new members. Right. So I'm reposting some old stuff today from St. Patrick's Day throughout the weekend. And it's, you know, for those people coming by, it's like, oh, damn, you know, he's working today. And I shot this 2 years ago, but I'm still able to use that content now, you know, so, I make the most of my weekends when I'm with somebody. So like, I got a shoot coming up next Sunday and we'll shoot, something for Easter. We'll you know, do a theme for Easter or maybe, something for 4th of July. And cause 4th of July be coming up, you know, so we, and I just
get
have
some
that
hot dogs.
My hot dog. So yeah, I like that. I might have to do that.
Hot dogs, like 4th of July. It makes me want a hot dog.
But I just, you know, I make the most for the weekend. If I got an Airbnb for Friday through Sunday, you know, we'll shoot two or three scenes. Not no pressure, nothing overwork, and just relax and chill. But I just try to have some kind of themes to cover those months that's coming down the road, and it makes it look like I'm in the man cave chilling, watching TV, and people are like, "Are you in Florida? Are you in Vegas?" And, no, I'm at the house. I'm chilling. You know. So.
Yeah, and so you've got to keep it organized because you don't want to come up to a holiday and be like, "Now when did I take those pictures?" Like, have a folder, have a drive where you're like, "Okay, these are my Safe for Work promo pictures." You can organize them. I like to organize them by date or shoot. And then by the type of content that they are, but find a system that works for you. Stick to it. Stay organized though, because it's going to make it a lot easier to repurpose that content. And you got to be repurposing that content or you're going to be burnt out, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I like you and Paisley. You know, y'all females are way better organization skills than us guys. So, I mean, I just got a folder with the models' names on them and put everything, which is easy. But I mean, y'all, I know y'all got y'all stuff broken down. So, you know,
I don't know if it's a good skill or a bad. Sometimes I think I overcomplicate my Google Drive and the way that I organize it into like maybe this is almost harder. But I like my model that makes it really simple because I think, you know, you're going to remember every shoot. So it's really easy for you to remember back. Okay, this is what we did. I remember we did a 4th of July and a St. Patrick's Day shoot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. So what do you think is coming on the horizon for the adult industry? I know we saw a lot of AI things at Exotica, and I feel like even throughout the course of the year, from Miami in August to November, I saw like double the amount of AI. And then again, by the time I got to AVN, there was even more. And it was like a seminar topic. So yeah, what do you feel about the next few years in the adult industry? What's coming?
Yeah, that AI is going to be a major factor, not just in everything, you know.
Branding, familiarity, personality. People are going to crave more human connections. And
yes.
Knowing that you're, I think maybe the word we want is authenticity.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because AI can't be that human factor, you know, that we can give out and, you know, be ourselves. So, I don't know. I'm old school on everything. I like, you know, old school music and everything. So I tend to stay. I don't like it personally. I don't like the AI because it can, you know, have you saying or being something that you're not. You know, if somebody does choose to, you know, use your image can get out there. I mean,
right.
we already experienced that now with people doing our pages, you know, trying to take our pages. So think about that in the future.
I've seen like on TikTok creators talking about companies making deep fakes of their face to use in advertising.
Yeah.
So it extends way beyond the adult industry. There's going to be so much that happens in the next 3 to 5 years. Even as like legal things, there's going to be court decisions that impact us as creators. It's going to be a lot.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I'll just cross our fingers and hope it works itself out and doesn't get too dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And beyond that,
that authenticity is where it's going to be at though.
Yeah.
How people going to know you.
Absolutely. And then, beyond the authenticity of an AI, there's been a lot of things going on lately. I don't know if you saw, like, Pornhub just got banned in Texas.
Yep.
Right. So yeah. That'll be interesting as well, how that impacts sex work online and promoting yourselves. And even the thing that I, you know, really fear is that the combination of AI and all of this age restriction and banning and wanting creators that make adult content off of social media, that they will start to use some form of AI facial recognition to find our accounts. Mm. That's what scares the heck out of me.
Mm.
Not to scare anybody else.
Yeah. But you're right. You got a point. I mean, a lot of people are putting a lot of time and effort into stopping what we do, you know? I think there's other things that need to be worried about out here besides that.
Certainly. You know. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you should be of voting age if you're listening to this podcast in the first place. We should all be 18 here. So call your representatives and let them know how you feel. Let them know that you pay taxes and that your work depends on these things. It might feel like screaming into the void, but it is one of the only courses that we have as far as speaking out to the representatives in our states and then voting.
Exactly. Got to vote. Rock the vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. Well, how about for you personally? What's next for Mars in 2024? What's the future look like for you?
Well, you're actually, you know, the first podcast that I think I can announce that your boy might be. Well, I'm not no Mike. I'm gonna be after this Exotica in April. I'm gonna be hanging up the reins and giving it to the youngsters out here.
Like retiring.
I said, I told you earlier, 19 years of having this penis on the internet is long enough, and it's been good. It's been fun. I met some great people in the lifestyle in the industry, some long-term friendships, but it's time to, you know, move on to other things. And I was telling one of my lifestyle husbands and a couple, it's a lot. I'm a comedian at heart. I'm a funny guy. I like to, you know, do some parody, porn parody videos,
yeah.
things of that nature. And then also, like we talked about here, the consulting with these guys, maybe get a LLC started or something with consulting. The males is trying to get into business and doing it the right way. So I'll be shooting with people I've previously shot with, but it's not like I'm going to be going out to new conventions or seeking out new talents to work with. So I'll still
be a partial retirement.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow. So consulting. And then what about, would you consider becoming like a director?
Well, you know, that's why I like the freedom of being independent to do my own content, where I can, you know, talk beforehand on what I'm trying to shoot.
Yeah.
And that's sort of been the ultimate thing when I started, you know, having Mars B Productions, really Mars B Productions, having talents underneath me and I can, you know, market them and get them out and get them kids. Yeah. So yeah, that's ultimately.
Directing. I could see also like script writing. You could be a script writer for people and they could buy your scripts and act them out.
I've had a few friends with some of my video titles. Some of my friends have given me the titles for some of my you know, videos, you know, so I got some ghostwriters myself. So yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So new things. And that's important too. I think a lot of creators need to think about the full aspect of things. You can be in this career for a long time, 20 years plus. You could be at it for a short time. Think about mm-hmm. your retirement, plan for your retirement, and have an exit plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been fun. The solidification, justification, whatever you want to call it was for me in this past year's January's AVN nomination, like to, you know, be nominated amongst everybody out here that's doing some form of content or porn and to be selected as a nominee. I cried that night. I cried on the way to the awards. And yeah, it was major. So
it was good to see you nominated.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you.
So absolutely. Yeah, I hope
I've been a good male figure. I know a lot of people give me kudos or whatnot. I just do my thing, stay in my lane and, you know, try to stay on that grown man status and not, I ain't about that stress and that drama. And that's what you got to do when you're coming in here. You can't be about that stress and that drama. It should be fun and everybody making a little money and putting out some great content. That's how it should be.
I love it. And, you know, having fun doesn't mean being dumb. You can have fun and be business wise as you prove at the same time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well in your retirement or semi-retirement. And you've dropped a lot of nuggets on the podcast today. But I have to ask our question. If you could give an aspiring creator, new creator, one piece of advice, what would it be?
Believe in your brand. Once you get that brand and what you're going to go with, believe in it. Don't doubt it. You got to go in it wholeheartedly, 110% and build it from the ground up. So don't let nobody tell you can't do it. You got to believe in it.
Absolutely. I love that so much. Thank you so much, Mars, for coming on today. I love talking to you.
I love talking to you. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for everybody out there who wants to follow you, find you online, where can they find you, Mars?
I just give them my Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it now. It's going to be Mars Black with BLAC, not with the K, BLAC XXX _. If you go to Twitter, it's going to have my link tree in my bio. And then you click on there. It's got everything I'm on podcast wise, platforms and everything. So just follow me there.
Awesome. Well, I hope one day soon to be announcing your male creator consultation service.
Most definitely. And, most definitely.
Yes. And until then, thank you everybody for listening. This has been The Money in XXX. I'm your host, Stella Sky, and we will catch you next time.
Are you a passionate adult content creator striving for greater success? My name is Stella Sky, CEO of Minx Digital, and we are here to empower creators like you. Minx Digital offers a comprehensive 8-hour adult content creator course meticulously designed to enhance your skills and increase your monthly revenue. As a special offer for our listeners, use code PODCAST to save 60% off. We also offer a range of creator services to elevate your online presence, from custom domain setup to link site buildout to efficient email collection and marketing strategies. We're here to help you shine in the digital landscape. Our expertise also extends to building full member websites, managing affiliate programs, and helping you secure brand deals to maximize your money-making opportunities. Go to minxdigital.com for more information, or you can email me directly, Stella@minxdigital.com, to set up a consultation.